Hi, I'm Miguel Gomez, the director of AIDS.gov. You're listening to New Media Conversations with AIDS.gov.
This week we're discussing HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. This is Deb LaBelle. Recently I talked with Kathy Stover from NIH's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, the lead organizer for HIV Vaccine Awareness Day. That's May 18th. As HIV Vaccine Awareness Day approaches, I wanted to learn more about HIV vaccine research and the day. I learned that in 2009, the United States is still engaged in a steady effort to find a safe and effective vaccine to prevent HIV. This work is a key focus of the comprehensive prevention research that will help reduce the impact of the epidemic. HIV Vaccine Awareness Day reminds us that HIV is still a major health problem in the United States and worldwide. Despite disappointing HIV vaccine study results of the past, it's important to remember that each clinical trial provides important scientific information that brings us closer to an effective HIV vaccine. Learning more about HIV vaccine research and getting involved are key ways each of us can help fight the complacency that was highlighted in the Kaiser Family Foundation 2009 Survey of Americans on HIV/AIDS findings on the domestic epidemic. Kathy told me that HIV Vaccine Awareness Day is a day in which all of us can and should thank the thousands of volunteers, researchers, and community members in many cities across the country who participate in HIV vaccine clinical trials. Several websites have information about what's going on in HIV vaccine research. NIAID is the leading federal agency working on HIV vaccine research. Look on their site for background information on the Institute's vaccine work and a statement from NIAID Director Dr. Anthony Fauci in recognition of HIV Vaccine Awareness Day 2009. The NIAID-funded HIV Vaccine Research Education Initiative, Be the Generation site, has a locator for identifying the nearest local vaccine research trial and a quiz on your knowledge of vaccine research. On that site, I watched several personal stories from people who work in the area of vaccine research. Kathy told me these videos exemplify how new media tools can be used to reflect and expand community engagement in this aspect of our collective response to the epidemic. As we approach May 18th, the 12th observance of HIV Vaccine Awareness Day, I urge you to please learn about the important HIV vaccine research work in progress. If you are HIV negative, consider participating in an HIV vaccine clinical trial. Make HIV Vaccine Awareness Day your opportunity to support the continuing work to find a safe and effective vaccine against HIV. Please post a comment to tell me what you did to observe HIV Vaccine Awareness Day this year. To access the websites mentioned in this podcast, visit blog.aids.gov. Again, that's blog.aids.gov.
And for more information about HIV/AIDS, please visit www.aids.gov. This is Miguel Gomez for AIDS.gov. Thanks for listening.